It seems to me there's a bit of a chicken and egg problem here. Their decision of what they're prepared to do may depend on their understanding of how much support they may have. Now, Dr. Brzezinski, you suggested that MREs don't seem quite enough. It's a well-known menu. We can provide intelligence support. We can provide advisors and training. We can provide non-lethal equipment. We can provide lethal equipment. We can provide air cover. So I've given you the escalation. You already know where should we be and what should we be offering.
I think in any case, we should engage in contingency planning for all of that in different portions, depending on circumstances. But we should couple that with a serious communication to the Russians that we would like an alternative outcome in which we can be partners, but also a reaffirmation that if the Ukrainians resist, they'll not be alone. We are not going to tell the Russians in advance exactly what we're going to do. We may discuss some aspects of it with the Ukrainians, but the test of the pudding is also in the Ukrainians. They have to demonstrate that they really value their territorial integrity and are prepared to make sacrifices to protect it. I think the Russians, the way they've operated in Crimea, as I've said before, were operating on a contingent basis. If there's a lot of resistance, we pull back. The same may very well happen in the case of Ukraine as well, particularly in those districts in which there are some Russian people living and who are demonstrating, like in Donetsk and so forth. So the Ukrainians themselves, first of all, have to take some clear positions regarding what they intend to do with some degree of credibility. Otherwise, if we don't do it, then I think we really are on a path towards grievous instability in Europe, and also that's spilling over to Georgia, Azerbaijan. The Russians have scores to settle with the Azerbaijanis, and it could be elsewhere as well. Certainly, Riga, which has a large Russian population, could be the object of sudden explosions of popular hatred and conflicts. I mean, you open up all sorts of gates. Our job is to reduce the scope of uncertainty by commitment and clarity and willingness to compromise on an intelligent level. But that also means the president has to take a visible position and speak seriously to the American people about the problem that we confront, that we and our allies confront jointly. And Mrs. Merkel's speech, I think, is a hopeful indication that more and more important Europeans are beginning to realize that we're in this together. Hollande, even though he has some personal distractions, has also spoken strongly on this subject, which, you know, given his busy schedule, is a good sign.